With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In Ukraine, at least three people are dead after Russia launched 452 drones and 45 cruise missiles, which hit the capital, Kyiv, in the latest escalation of fighting. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says there's no debate which side America should be on.
Look, I was a federal prosecutor many years. I always side with the victim. And it's very clear here who the victim is. Ukraine. They were the ones invaded. They're the ones who have had children's schools being bombed, churches being bombed, not military targets, as you pointed out. And they're not the aggressor here. Mr. Putin is. And we shouldn't reward him with bad behavior. That's something as a father, Tony, I've learned over the years is you reward bad behavior will continue.
Congressman McCaul's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview can be heard starting at 10 a.m. Eastern this morning on the Salem News Channel. It's the 81st anniversary of The Longest Day.
It was this day in 1944, a turning point in the Second World War. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy, France, on D-Day. They launched Operation Overlord to liberate German-occupied Western Europe. More than 4,400 Allied troops were killed on D-Day, and that includes 2,501 Americans.
That's Rich Thomason reporting on D-Day yesterday and the anniversary. Kilmar Obrega-Garcia has been charged by the Trump administration with transporting people who were in the country illegally. The federal charges unsealed yesterday stem from a traffic stop in 2022, charging and alleging that he conspired to bring undocumented immigrants to the U.S. from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. The indictment also states that he was an MS-13 gang member. This is SRN News. London will hear the gospel message a little later this month.
Reverend Franklin Graham and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association are partnering with Christians from more than 1,400 churches across the UK to bring the God Loves You tour back to London. This will be the tour's eighth stop in the UK since 2022, two of those in London. The event on June 21st will feature the Gospel of Jesus Christ and live performances by Grammy-winning artists C.C. Winans and Michael W. Smith, as well as the award-winning band The Afters. George Williams, SRN News.
The London event comes less than a month after the European Congress on Evangelism. For 4 days at the end of May, more than 1,000 Christian leaders representing dozens of denominations in 55 countries and territories across Europe gathered in Berlin for the re-evangelization of the European continent. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees.
Those employees who were fired in mass layoffs as part of President Trump's plan to dismantle the agency. The Justice Department's emergency appeal to the High Court said U.S. District Judge Myung Jeon in Boston exceeded his authority last month when he issued a preliminary injunction reversing the layoffs of nearly 1,400 people and putting the broader plan on hold. Jeon's order has effectively stalled the effort to wind down the department. John Scott reporting.
President Trump has signed three executive orders dealing with drone regulations and encouraging the development of flying cars and supersonic flights. The orders will help clear the way for companies to use drones beyond operators' line of sight while imposing restrictions to help protect other safety public threats. More details at SRNnews.com, I'm Ron Taylor.